I think we're on, yes. We're in Hackney Week. We've just been to the Stour space or the Stour space, would you say? What would you say, John?
I think it's Stour after the river, but I honestly don't know.
Yes, anyway. It was the site of a pop-up opera from the Pop-Up Opera Company. Is that the correct title?
Pop-Up Opera presents.
Yes.
Dr. Miracle.
Doc.
Georges Bizet.
Yes.
Just avoiding some shit.
Yes. It was on the path. It was quite a lot of fun evening, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun. It's a very silly opera. It's something apparently Bizet wrote when he was only 18 or 19.
Yes.
I think possibly for a bet.
Or a dare.
Or a dare, yes. That's the same thing. And Pop-Up Opera have deconstructed it and rewrapped it as a sort of modern story with mobile phones and tweets and a lot of jollity.
And spam email.
And spam email. Yes. And a cast of only four who really do tear up the place with some very fine singing.
Yes, they've got some powerful voices there. And actually in the space of the gallery, which is what the Stour or Stour space is, it was quite impressive. I think I've just stepped in something, but never mind.
It'll wash. Whatever it is, it'll wash.
Yes. Could be a body. But anyway, it was a good night.
It was a very good night. If it wasn't so pitch black, I'd tell you the names of the people I thought were very, very good, but I can hardly read them in the programme.
Obviously, Hackney are on an energy drive, so there's no lighting.
I do remember that the young...
Was that a one-legged man that just walked by?
Yes, it was a one-legged man that just walked by. And we are by an unlit canal. And can we just get the fuck out of here? Because...
Yes, this audio boom may not get published because my phone will get snatched out of my hand any minute.
Yes. Anyway.
Ooh. Anyway,
there was a very, very good young man called Christopher Diffie, who you and I have seen in Troy Boy at the King's Head.
Yes, I remembered that when I saw him in his red boxer briefs.
And his vest, yes. So apart from his vest and his red boxers, he does have a tremendous voice, as does a really, really outstanding... Have you got a light on that phone? A really outstanding young soprano called Aurélie Jumeur. I think I've got that right. She is half...
If you've got it wrong, I'm sure she'll write in.
Yes. Please write in, dear. I think she's half Scottish, half French. And she had the most... If you like the most operatic of the voices, she sounded very formally trained, but a tremendous sound. And I think... also, the other thing that this quartet seemed to do really, really well was blend. With a cat? Oh, my God.
There's a mouse there, too.
The mouse is dead, though.
Yeah.
Was blend. And I thought the trios and the quartets from the Bizet music were... It's very pretty music.
It's
music. It really was very prettily rendered.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they go on a tour now to England, Wales and Northern Ireland?
Yeah, I think possibly.
Yes.
All over the place. Look out for them. Pop-up opera. We really enjoyed it, and I'm sure you will too.
There you go. Now let's get out of here.
Let's get back to London.
I think we are in London.